Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the Speaker of the Assembly, Scott Craigie, has the rundown.
Barbara Buckley is going to be on the show today, and as you know, the Speaker, she has got a very fine package of information that she's going to share with us. So, Barbara Buckley.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Bill Bilyeu, Michael Hackett, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, just 10 minutes east of Sparks. We're proud that Walmart and other Fortune 500 companies have chosen Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center to relocate their businesses.
We have sites from under 5 acres to well over 500 acres, and with all of the amenities that every successful corporation requires. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, and we're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased, as always, to welcome back to the program the Speaker of the Assembly, Barbara Buckley.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. It's kind of tough weather out there right now. State GOP giddy over win. The Democrats took a tumble in the U.S. Senate. What do you think the ramifications are for the state?
Well, I think the ramifications are probably the same for Democrats and Republicans. These are tough times, and I think the message is really it's the economy. And I think people are mad, and that people want something done, and they want something done, number one, about jobs. I think that's the message.
In talking about the economy, Josh Hicks in his blog put out a piece that said the shortfall looks like it's going to be between $400, even possibly approaching $500 million. The Economic Forum is to meet tomorrow. Your thoughts on that?
I think it's not going to be good, because most of what the Economic Forum is looking at is the most recent Moody's report, as well as the report from the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation, and both of those reports are very gloomy with regard to jobs. And, you know, we're beginning to see some signs of life in Las Vegas. You know, it's a couple business meetings recently in the casinos. Yesterday at the Bellagio, it was, you know, 9 folks in each registration line. So the bookings, I hear from the CEOs for conventions, are up. But we know it's going to be a slow mounting recovery, and we're not there yet.
How do you fix a hole that size at this point?
Well, I think what we'll probably do is start some legislative hearings on it. I mean, if the shortfall is that high, we'll have no choice. I mean, you know, we've already cut $1 billion from the state budget. We did pay cuts very early on, I think before any other government entity implementing a 4.6% pay cut. 55% of our budget's education. So we're, you know, you have to weigh that really carefully, because I mean, when you're 48th in the nation in K-12 spending, how much further do you want to cut there? So we're going to probably have to hold some hearings and chart out some courses and hear from people.
At the same time, you want to make sure and be conservative, because you don't want to take some steps forward and have them, you know, cause another ripple where it gets even worse.
Well, and you know that from your budget director days. You know, you have a death of 1,000 cuts. If you wait too long, then you have to cut deeper. Mm-hmm. But if you act too soon and the numbers aren't that bad in the second year, then you've cut education and vital social services unnecessarily. So it's really a delicate balancing act.
The governor's going to hold another open house. Are you going to be able to attend?
I am going to attend. They haven't been that fruitful, though. So far, it's mostly, been kind of, the governor saying, oh, I'm going to announce this plan in my press conference in 30 minutes. And that's not really the kind of give and take that people would like. Legislative leadership met with the governor. He called for a meeting right before his press conference on the Economic Forum. But again, he scheduled it for after his announcement. And that's, it kind of just leads to more unilateral decisions and not the collaborative approach I think we need.
You know, when you're working with, all of the dynamics that are in this activity, obviously the legislature's got to be in this. Are the local governments stepping up? Are they cautious? Obviously, I'm sure they are. But what kind of steps are they taking that help us out at the state level and the state helping them out as we go through this arduous process?
Well, the local governments are taking steps to perform some cuts, some more radically than others. Some are doing pay cuts, benefit cuts. Others are just still reducing their pay increases. So you see a bit of disparity there. But I think everybody's in the same boat. When you rely on sales tax, property tax, all of them are declining. There isn't a revenue source that isn't declining now. So I think we have to work collaboratively, especially when it comes to economic development. I mean, that to me is the key. That's what we need to be working on. On Monday, we have our first legislative hearing on making Nevada a logistics hub. I invited the governor to attend that interim hearing.
And that's part of Rory Reed's plan as well, correct?
Yes, but ours was kind of voted in the legislature the last time, so ours has been in the works for about a year. You know, I think we're too scattered when it comes to economic development. Everybody has a plan. I think we need a couple blueprints that we follow. And when everyone has like a new course for us to go on to, we come back to like a three-part plan. Renewable energy, logistics, how can we exploit our natural resources and talents?
You know, one of the things about what goes on in the state is we have education programs that are, at the bottom of the national chart.
Yep.
And so when this kind of recession hits us, education gets just devastated.
Yep.
And I've never understood why it is that constitutional mandate doesn't actually apply in hard times, but nobody seems to be willing to put in some kind of long-term protections so that there are thresholds that you cannot go below.
Yep.
And yet we've never done that.
Well, that's, I think you hit the nail right on the head. That is absolutely what needs to be done. And one measure that I sponsored last session, I think, would have helped, and that was to create an education rainy day fund.
Yes.
And to not allow the local support, school support tax to be diverted to the general fund. And to look at all of the incentives we're giving in economic development and not allow tax breaks to be given if it takes money from the schools. You can, allow tax breaks against the business tax, but not against the school tax. That bill passed the legislature and was vetoed by the governor. And of all the things that went that the governor vetoed last time, to me that was the greatest tragedy, because that would have helped in these hard times.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Speaker Buckley when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Barbara Buckley, the Speaker of the Assembly.
Well, actually, when we took the break, I wanted to ask also about, you know, in addition to what's going on in K-12 and in the university and community college system, we also have a serious problem with the Medicaid programs in the state. And obviously, people, when they're really sick, I mean, they've got to have access to those programs. And unfortunately, a lot of times when we get into these recessions, we can't respond. We don't respond.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think what folks don't realize is with regard to the state budget, about 54% is education. The next 20 is health and human services. That's payment to people in nursing homes. It's the gravely disabled, the blind, children in foster care. These are very, you know, expensive folks to cover. Right now, our deficit in Medicaid is about $70 million. Because with unemployment, people are turning to Medicaid. So it's, you know, it's like a triple whammy. You don't want to cut education when you're already so poorly funded. And it's the key to economic recovery, both in K-12 and higher ed. And yet there's very little you can do in Medicaid because it's a categorical. The feds make you pay for it. And plus, who else is going to pay for our seniors in nursing homes and those with cancer? You have to do it. And so it's, I've never seen a bigger challenge in the state's budget. I mean, I think it might have been worse than when you were budget director.
Yeah, I think so. And it's because there are so many new people that have moved in.
Yeah.
And now they're having a great deal of difficulty getting jobs and taking care of their own families.
Yep.
Brian Sandoval suggested that bond money for the schools could actually be used to run the schools. Do you think that, A, that's constitutional, and B, do you think it's a good idea?
I think it's problematic from a legal point of view. I mean, you know, you made those promises to voters. Could you try to put something back on the ballot? Maybe. I think it's pretty complicated to do.
Let's talk about the governor's thoughts on education. Let's just start out with the first one here. Cut multi-level administrative bureaucracies at larger school districts. Does that fly?
Well, who doesn't want to cut bureaucracy? It's usually the first thing you'll cut. I think what I took greatest exception to in the governor's plan is all he put on the table was education cuts. And, you know, I think education first means you protect education first, not that you cut education first. So that's probably what I took greatest exception to. It was kindergarten, it was class size reduction, you know, a program Governor Miller fought so hard to get in. It was money to the school districts, you know, who are having tough times. It was all K-12.
So do you think that this was just a political ploy rather than being something that was practical and would fly?
Well, I think he's pretty desperate, the governor. I mean, obviously his poll numbers look awful, and he's, you know, I think pandering to his conservative base. And I think it's the wrong move. I think we do all we can to protect education. We see what the Economic Forum does. We hold hearings. We hear from people. We make the tough decisions, but that's not where we go first.
The newspaper today, there's an Associated Press story here. The Supreme Court has ruled that corporations may spend freely to support or oppose candidates for president or Congress, easing decades of participation. Your reaction?
Well, that's great. We're going to have more money put in independent campaigns to distort each other's records. You know, what is it about the economy that people just aren't getting? It's all about jobs. I mean, and I think what this is just going to lead to is more divisiveness when more than ever, that's the last thing we need.
Let me ask you a personal question. You know, at the end of this year, you'll be done as speaker. Mm-hmm. Do you have other plans, aspirations?
Well, you know, I have a day job that I'm director of the Legal Aid Center down in Southern Nevada, and I've been there for 20 years. And we're facing the economic tsunami. And I guess, as we were saying on the break, that's why I'm so kind of in tune to it. I see folks who have worked every day in their life coming in saying, I'm facing foreclosure, bankruptcy, divorce. I mean, my life's in shambles. So we're trying to deal with the economic tsunami down there and that. And then as to future political office, who knows what the future will bring.
But you'd be open to it?
Sure.
Right now,
it's kind of a good time to be going out.
Okay, this is where we have to leave, but we always enjoy having you on the program. Look forward to you coming back soon.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
Will so many Republican challengers hurt the GOP's chances of ousting Harry Reid? We'll hear from one of the hopefuls, State Senator Mark Amadei, about his chances in the primary and against Reid. That's from Reno on the next Face to Face.
In Nevada, 6 out of 10 people who apply for Social Security disability benefits are denied. If you cannot work because of a permanent disability or illness and have been denied, call us. Because we're here in Nevada, we'll meet with you personally and find a doctor for your claim. At Shook and Stone, we'll guide you through the Social Security process and get you the money you deserve. Shook and Stone, make the law work for you. Call us.
We want to see you at Reno Mazda Kia, home of 88 down and 188 a month. 9475 South Virginia, near exit 61 off 395.
Charter switchboard.
I'm tired of waiting.
For DSL?
Downloads take forever.
Things do seem to take forever with DSL.
I want to switch.
Switch to Charter. Ready?
Stop waiting. Start doing. Switch to fast Charter high-speed internet. Packages starting at $19.99 a month. Call 1-877-959-1788 or visit charter.com/fast.
At RC Willie, you'll save on recliners and sofas and sectionals with built-in recliners.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Bill Bilyeu is here, the former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, Michael Hackett with All Risk Consulting, and Sean Carey, community activist and political consultant. Welcome to all of you. Your thoughts on Speaker Buckley's comments here on the program?
Which ones?
you take your pick.
She did kind of acknowledge that
maybe we ought to take a look at how we deliver certain of our services when she said that the economic development programs are diffuse and operating in different directions. And, you know, that is to me what I think government should be doing, particularly now that we're going to have to take, we're going to be forced to take a harder look at what services we deliver and the way we deliver them and how we pay for them.
Oh, I agree. I think that the speaker was spot on with her comments, and it's unfortunate that we keep going through these cycles that we're going through. But the one thing that she didn't really talk about, too, is when you're facing budget cuts like we have, there are only so many places that you can go and make these budget cuts, and that just makes it all the more difficult when the cuts have to be made.
Well, and it was interesting, her comment, you know, and obviously we know the size of the education portion of the budget and health and human services makes those budget cuts even more difficult.
Absolutely, it does. It's something that's difficult to consider, but we do need to do what we have to do. I mean, I come from a business background, and there comes a time when you just have to be able to write the checks that need to be written.
Scott, your thoughts?
Well, obviously, any time that you know, we sit down and we start to do this, every single time we have a recession, we never learn. And what we do is, you know, we just, you know, suck it up and try and get through it. And then we go right back to the same patterns, and we have not done, you know, a good job. We've done some attempts to try and get more revenues into our systems, but frankly, we're never sincere about it.
And you know, the nature of government, the nature of politicians is that if they have it, they'll spend it, and they'll spend it on all sorts of things. If they don't have it, then it becomes a hue and cry between the different factions, the different interest groups. Well, don't cut me, cut him, or tax him. Don't tax me.
You know, it was interesting. Jeremy Aguero yesterday was speaking and talking about how we should do more in terms of bringing seniors to the state to come and live here because they have a more stable financial income, and according to Applied Analysis' research, that they don't cost as much as people might think in terms of social services.
Actually, I think that's pretty interesting. To be honest with you, I haven't really looked at it from that perspective because I know one of the situations, and actually Scott had brought this up to me when I first started working in this business, is that for so many years we had a situation where it was costing more to provide services to people that moved to this state than what they're producing in tax revenues for this state. So I find that to be certainly a very interesting and intriguing comment, and I'm curious if it's real.
I didn't throw that question at you, by the way. I want you to point that out.
No more. I mean, Sam, I know you're not sexist and I know you're not racist, but you know you have a tendency when you're talking to me to be a little ageist. But anyway,
I'm getting there, Bill.
You are. Fascinating. My first term in the legislature, there actually was a decided de-emphasis on older people because they were supposedly, in terms of the budgets and things like that, costing us more money. And there was actually, well, not a conscious, there was basically some discouragement of trying to attract older people to the state.
All right, let's change topics here. With what happened with the election in Massachusetts, suddenly the headlines in the national papers are saying that the Obama administration better move to the center, otherwise they're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Well, I think this is certainly not what they were hoping and not what they expected. I think the way I look at it is now the ball has been given to the Republicans. What are they going to do with it? Yes, they have this person in place, but what are they going to do specifically as far as the health care reform? I think if they try to kill it and not do anything, I think that's going to come back and haunt them. If they want to try to refocus the issue and go to something that it isn't right now and kind of rebrand it and deliver a new package, that's a whole different thing. So to me, the ball is in their court. And the other thing you have to consider, too, is there's still the option out there for the House to go and take what the Senate gave back to them and just go ahead and sign off on it, give it to the President, let him sign on that, and then other pieces that haven't been negotiated thoroughly or that may still be in play, deal with those separately.
And those can be done by a majority rule rather than having to have the two-thirds
there.
Correct. What are your thoughts in terms of what this does to Senator Reid?
I think anybody that thinks that Senator Reid is out is terribly, terribly short-sighted. I think he's a very effective and powerful lawmaker. I think he's in trouble, and I think that if anything, this may end up boding well in his favor because, you know, now there has to be a debate. And since there's no more supermajority, now we have to look at things where the ideas that the Republicans have been trying to bring to the table, now they have a little bit more of a voice. And so even if you take a look in the media, they're talking about things, let's break apart the bill, let's take a look at things like insurance portability, let's take a look at things like tort reform and so on and so forth. So the ideas that are coming to the table actually may end up for a more successful piece of legislation.
Okay, I want to go around the table very quickly. Brian Kralicki thinking about jumping into the race, your thought?
Well, I think he's looking at it very seriously. He actually is a good candidate. He went through some rough spots, but frankly, I think that he's going to make that race, and I think that he'll add to it.
It'd be a highly risky move at this point, I think, so late in the game to do it, and would add to an already crowded Republican field.
Crowded, to say the least.
I don't know if this speaks more to Kralicki's ability or viability as a candidate, or if it speaks more to the current pool of candidates and dissatisfaction with those people.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled at a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now. 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's Pain Relief really works.
Next week, we've got Dee Taylor of the Culinary Union.
We'll see you then.